Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, folks. Joining us is Jim Donlin, the insurance commissioner for the state of Louisiana. Jim, welcome to the show.
Glad to be with you, Neil.
Jim, since the last time you and I spoke, you announced that you will not be running for re-election, and I wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for your service. I think I first met you in 1971, if my memory serves me correct, during the election of Edwin Edwards. During that campaign, you were a precinct captain, and we happened to live in your precinct, and my dad and I worked very hard for the election of Edwin Edwards, and it was the first time that I met you. And I just wanted to say to my listening audience that although we didn't always agree, you were always open and receptive to listen, and I appreciate same, and I congratulate you on your years of service, and I thank you for your years of service as well.
Well, thank you, Neil. I remember working with your dad on that campaign, and I hasten to add, we were supporting the Times-Picayune-endorsed reform candidate for governor back then, Edwin Edwards, a young congressman from Acadiana. Long, long time ago. But, yeah, it was quite an interesting introduction to the political arena for me. And I learned a lot in that statewide campaign, being involved as I was in it.
As did I, and I was, I think, in the eighth grade in that year, and have been interested in kind of politics. And you kind of know where I've been, and I know where you've been through all those years.
Right.
And, it was a fun ride for sure.
No question. Nothing but positive looking back on it for me as I end my career at the end of this term, at the end of this year, actually.
So, Jim, an update on the incentive package. Where are we?
It's great. First off, I have to acknowledge the governor, Speaker Schneider, Senate President Paige Cortez, buying into my ask of them to call a special session of the legislature to get those funds available sooner rather than later for two purposes. The 63% increase in premiums caused by the cost of reinsurance for citizens is increasing the cost of citizens' policies for 10,000 people each month. And to end that sooner rather than later is absolutely essential. Number two, getting to the reinsurance marketplace in time to get reinsurance in place for those companies that want to participate in the incentive program was vital as well. The hurricane season, and for most companies doing coastal exposure insurance, they have to get their reinsurance negotiated now based on what they expect their book of business to be. But we copied from Governor Blanco 15 years earlier, the incentive program that worked so well when she put it in place after Katrina and Rita. 40,000 policies came out of Citizens in the first year those five companies were writing policies in coastal states. We hope, we think, actually, we'll have even more success. We offered, after funding came available in the special session, $45 million of the incentive grant money. We actually had nine companies ask for $62 million. So we're $17 million short of being able to fully fund the program. My actuarial folks, solvency folks, estimate that the $45 million that we'll be distributing here in the next couple weeks after cooperative endeavor agreements are signed and checks are issued by the Treasury Department. We're anticipating 90,000 new policies of property insurance will be written shortly after those checks go out. If we get, as Chairman Huval of New Iberia is offering to do, the other $17 million that's being asked for, that number goes up to 120,000 policies. A huge benefit, not only to citizens policyholders, but to every policyholder looking for insurance in the private sector across coastal Louisiana.
Jim, for the benefit of the listening audience, how does the process work, and who has what authority to decide what?
Yes, and it's verbatim, virtually verbatim, a copy of what was done, actually drawn up by the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry 15 years ago, and offered by the Blanco administration $100 million in grant monies. And on, as I mentioned, I think five companies took $29 million that first round of offering. We went back two more times offering the rest of the $71 million, had no takers. And those five companies were very successful, first and foremost, in writing those 40,000 policies, but then in priming the pump, I call it, for other small regional companies, reinsured up to their chins by the international reinsurance marketplace, spreading our coastal risk around the world. And this incentive program is virtually identical to that one. And it works this way. If we give a company a $5 million grant to write new business, they have to put up $5 million of additional new capital into their company. That's in the put into what is, in effect, a escrow account. Our $5 million of taxpayer dollars, their $5 million of their additional capital into their company. Then they have to agree to write twice that amount, $20 million, in new premium. In new premium across Louisiana, 50% of it has to be written in the lower half of our state, the lower half of being around the Alexandria mark across the center of Louisiana. And they have to stay on that coverage for a minimum of 5 years, earning that grant money we gave them 20% per year as they stay on that new number of policies that they take on as required by the law. We monitor it on a monthly basis for writing in accordance with the requirements, for solvency, their risk-based capital, and other things such as their reinsurance by purchase that we have contracted with Merlino's actually since last summer in the aftermath of some of the failed companies obviously not buying enough reinsurance. Merlino's is a national actuarial firm that monitors reinsurance buys. Now, that's a moving target. A company can go to South Carolina and take on thousands of new policies tomorrow, and we won't find out about it and start our analysis until sometime after they have made those decisions to go in and do that that line of business. But it's a much more aggressive oversight of the solvency of these companies taking this taxpayer money.
Now, those that are in Citizens, their policies are compelled by law to be at a certain percentage higher than what the average that's being offered by commercial insurers today, right?
Almost right, yes. The law requires an analysis by Citizens and then reviewed by our department, our actuarial department, to determine who the highest priced property insurer in each parish is, actively writing, not dormant, just running, maintaining and renewing business. Active writers in each parish, the most expensive of those active writers, Citizens has to price their premium for their coverage in that parish equal to that most expensive plus 10%. Now, several folks, and I'm not opposed to it, in fact, I'll be supportive of it, have said, look, there's no one actively writing to speak of in most of the parishes below I-10, I-12. So why do we have that 10% add-on and exacerbating the 63% rate increase that just had to be approved and went into effect January 1. So there are bills being introduced in the upcoming session. I think Representative Ray Garofalo of St. Bernard has one of them, and I think there are others being proposed as well to do away with that 10% additional premium on a temporary basis, say a year, a year and a half, what have you, until we can get the market stabilized with these incentive companies that are coming to our market to write new business.
Well, with that in mind, where do we anticipate that these eight or nine companies that are taking advantage of the incentive package, where do we anticipate that their price point is going to be entering the market?
Great question. And we've been doing depopulation in accordance with a state law since I took office, shortly after I took office. We've done 16 rounds of depopulation since the beginning of the depopulation program, I think 07, 08. And that law says that for those policies taken out of Citizens by a private company, incentive or non-incentive, they have they take over those policies midterm as basically a reinsurer of the risk for Citizens. The risk transfers to that private company that took the policy out. The premium stays as it is when it's taken out until the first renewal comes up for each individual policyholder. At that first renewal, premiums go down significantly for those policyholders because the company is, generally speaking, 90-95% of those are not the most expensive writing business in that parish. In fact, they're companies that want business in those parishes. So the premium for that Citizens policyholder who gets taken out drops to the company's premium based on, and the 10% goes away, of course. They're no longer a Citizens policy. It drops to that private company's rate, which is, in almost every case, significantly cheaper, 20%, 25% than what the policyholder was paying under the statutory structure of Citizens policies.
So when we talk about depopulation, a lot of folks are asking whether or not they individually have a choice in the matter, the individual insured.
Sure.
And
they
what,
do.
What is the guarantee that the coverage is the same? So for a lot of folks that lost their coverage, myself included, I had what was referred to as an HO5 policy, which was a very lucrative policy. Actually, Citizens matched it. But is there going to be a guarantee that in this depopulation that those types of policies will still be offered?
Not necessarily, and that's why the agent is so critical in this process. And the first right of refusal on approval or disapproval of a proposed takeout is with the agent of the policyholder, like your agent in your situation. And generally speaking, of course, they're a match. Whatever is being asked for is provided by the company. But the expert who can advise you, hey, look, you're not going to cover that Rottweiler if you move out of Citizens to a private company. You need to know that. And if you have to get coverage in some other private company, it may be much more expensive even than Citizens because of that dog with the limited availability of insurance because of its presence. So, number one, the agent has to approve. Number two, the policyholder gets two notifications that their policy is about to be transferred, and they have the right of refusal. And generally speaking, that agent has a fiduciary duty to that policyholder to call them, contact them, as just happened. We just concluded a 16th round of depopulation of Citizens. One company, one of these incentive companies, asked for 20,000 policies out of Citizens and got approval for just 7,000 of them by the agents, and now the policyholders of those 7,000 are being notified. And generally speaking, out of those 7,000, we think 1 or 200 will say they don't want to be taken out for reasons such as exotic animals or what have you. So it's an exhaustive process. It's a time-consuming process, but Citizens is poised to start a new round of depopulation, number 17 in its history, as soon as these checks go out to the incentive companies to start asking for policies out of Citizens. The quickest and easiest way for these companies that have assumed, taken this money, but have agreed to write new business and keep that new business on its books for 5 years. One other thing we did, I did actually last month, was when UPC, which was in a Florida company doing business in 12 states, six of them coastal states, was in what's called a solvent runoff over a 12-month period of time, meaning as your policy came up each month, it was not going to be renewed. And then their losses from Ian took them down even before that year could be completed. We had 30,000 UPC policy holders in our state, and I said by bulletin that if you take any of these you left behind, these orphaned UPC policies onto your books as an incentive company with an obligation to write, even before you get your check and the program starts counting, if you take a UPC policy directly onto your books retroactively, you'll get credit for that against your obligation to write, saving those people from going into Citizens and then paying a year's premium and having to come out of Citizens when the incentive companies wanted that business. And I think it's been a big help to those UPC folks who were left holding, left often without a carrier and not wanting to have to go to Citizens to then have to be depopulated by one of the incentive companies.
Jim, I'm asked this question. I don't know if you're going to want to answer it. I mean, in this depopulation, and I say that because, it may be conjecture, but in this depopulation process, what if what's offered to you, there is not a premium savings? I mean, in my estimation, if that is in fact the scenario, I'd rather be with Citizens because I know that Citizens is not going to go under, as opposed to taking the risk of an insurance company.
That's possible. It has never been raised. And frankly, yes, we've had some failures of companies like the one I had my insurance with, Southern Fidelity. That was one of the five incentive recipients 15 years ago. When I changed to Southern Fidelity through my agent, neighbor, friend down the block from our house, I went from $1,000 a month, a homeowner's premium, to $400 a month. And I had that coverage for 10 years, saving $70,000+ over that period of time. There's in addition to Citizens, a state-sponsored market of last resort for those who can't get coverage from a private company. There's a safety net, state-sponsored safety net, just like the FDIC, in place in all 50 states, that protects you from a failed company up to $500,000 per claim. So that's not a true concern, in my opinion, for most folks. Now, coverage that's not available in the private sector, oh, yeah, that's true. Historic properties that are expensive to cover may or may not have availability in the private sector. If they're in Citizens and have to stay there, they have the right to stay there, no question about it. But that's where the agent and us, 800-259-5300, we're there to help advise, educate folks on these nuances of the property insurance market that is so complicated, so expensive, and so vital to our state and its citizens.
Jim, we run out of time. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank
congratulations on all your years of service. We appreciate you joining us today. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Sheriff. Talk to you soon.
Bye. All righty, folks. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.